Two Broke Chicks is recorded on Gadigal land. We acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders as the traditional custodians, always was, always will be.
Hey chicks, I'm Sal.
And I'm Al.
And this is Two Broke Chicks, the show that shares life lessons and tips to help make you rich in life. And today we're joined by Alicia Ramine, who you may know from the Instagram account and podcast Everyday Connection. Hi. And we're chatting how to get out of a rut.
I'm so keen. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're so excited. We've been saying it's been a long time coming. Mm-hmm. We've been big fans of yours for a long time. We're so excited to have you on.
That's so nice. Yeah, we've been trying to plan it for a while now.
No,
busy girls. We're all booked and busy girls.
Yeah. Booked and busy girls.
No, it's a good problem to have.
True.
But before we get into the episode, we start with a life lesson of the week. So as our guest of honour, would you like to kick us off?
Sure. I guess my life lesson of the week would probably be that the hardest part is just showing up. Mm. So you can do that, then you can do everything else. Yeah, I had an event this morning and I was really nervous and anxious, but I showed up and once I got there, it was fine. So, yeah, always the hardest part, showing up.
That's so true. Sometimes they're like the storyline we like invent beforehand.
Yeah, literally.
Is like the exact opposite. We'll be like, oh, I'll get there, no one will talk to me. Yeah. I'll be by myself in the corner and you get there and you're like, who was that? Yeah. Like, why was I thinking all of these things?
Like, everybody is lovely and nice.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Mine's actually touching on something that we were just talking about before we were on mic.
You stole mine. Is it going to be unpack your bag when you get home?
Yes. We have the same one.
Bitch, okay, so I had a backup.
And it's to unpack your luggage as soon as you get home because Al and I just went on a fabulous weekend away down to Lake Conjola for Alex's birthday with a big group of our friends. Mm-hmm. And it was like an 80s prom theme. So, you know, we had like our costumes plus all of our outfits and jackets because it was a little bit cold down there. But we also had a bonfire. And so all of my stuff smelt like bonfire.
I left my hair.
Including myself.
No, my hair's good.
Yeah, and because we did 80s prom theme, it was like smell like bonfire and hairspray. It was like the most hectic
Both
smell.
Two very dangerous combos. Do not spray those things near each other, please.
No, don't worry. But, yeah, when I got home, I was so tired and so hungover because it was Alex's birthday the night before, and I literally forced myself. I put on like a 2-minute song and was like, I have to unpack my entire suitcase by the time this song is over.
That's such a good
and
technique.
Did that and just like shoved everything in the washing machine. And then I like went and laid down for like an hour while that was happening to like decompress and think about all of the shots and things I'd done the night before.
We're in the car and Sal said to me, we're never drinking again.
Yeah.
She didn't say
No,
she said we.
I'm like, nah.
I got roped into it as well. Yep. The whole trip home, I was like, you good? She was like,
I was like, I can't talk.
She's like, I'm not opening my mouth.
Yeah.
I was like, we can pull over. And she was like,
I was like, I don't want to. But yeah, so unpack your suitcase as soon as you get home because Alex also had this life lesson, but she just
mine's
said
not
that,
unpacked.
She said that hers is
mine's still sitting in my living room with like red tulle and cowboy boots everywhere. Yeah. And I just keep looking at it. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Just hoping that my boyfriend will clean it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes he does that for me and I'm like, thank you. Oh,
that's a keeper.
I know, right? Okay, well, given that my life lesson was stolen, robbed, I feel like this one's a good one for this theme of this episode because whenever I'm feeling like I'm in a bit of a rut or I'm feeling a bit low, I do this and I literally feel better instantly. Mm-hmm. And you do have to put in a bit of effort in it, but it's going and watching a sunrise.
Mm.
And I had like a bit of a week, maybe a few weeks ago, which I just took a bit of time with work. Like I didn't log on for the 9 to 5. I was just like being a little bit, I took like a step back for a week just because I was feeling a bit like,
It happens.
And I went and I watched a sunrise and I literally was just like, oh my God. Everything is so tiny and everything is so small and everything is not as big a deal. Like that one marketing email we've got to send will be for one deal. Like it was just good. While I was there, I did become queen of the magpies.
Oh,
I was sitting on a rock. And then because there's this bit in like Bondi and like Tamarama where there's like a big rock cliff face where everyone goes and sits. But I was like, I want to go sit by myself. So I went down like a little bit of a trail and went and sat like on a rock. And then I turned around, there was like four magpies on the tree above the trail that I had to like walk back up. And I was like, oh, that'll be fun for later. And then I turned back and I'm watching the sunrise and I look back again. And then the magpies have moved onto the ground and they're closer. And I was like, stay there. And then anyway, I turned back around, but I'm just thinking, fuck, these magpies are going to move closer. Turn back around. And then there's like, they're in like a triangle formation, but there's five of them now. There was five magpies. I'm not even joking. I'm not adding GST to this story. There was five magpies. And I was like, go away. It's over. And then anyway, one like hopped forward and I was like, fuck this. And there was a little rock that was like in front of me. So I was like, I'll go to that rock. You guys can have this rock. Have the rock.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. So I go down to this rock and I'm watching and I swear I can just feel them getting closer and I turn around and they're closer and then all five of them on the rock that I was on, actually all four, sorry, bad maths, and one's in front near me and I was like, okay, that's it. And I'm talking to these magpies being like, leave me alone. And then I look up, there's this guy at the top of the hill pissing himself.
Jack.
He's like, they're coming for you. And I was like, why? And I'm just trying to enjoy this
queen
sunset.
Of the Maggies.
Literally, I was queen of the magpies. And so I was like, fuck this. I'll just go sit where everyone's sitting now.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the sun wasn't like up, so I hadn't missed like my relaxation moment of like, oh. And anyway, I grab my phone, I grab my headphones, I look, I don't have my keys. My keys are on the rock that I was on the first time that have all the magpies on it. So I have just like Braveheart war cried my way back to the first rock, grabbed the keys and started jingling it at them to like scare them away. Then I had to like run up the hill in like kind of the soft dirt. So I got my New Balances dirty that Sal got me for my birthday or Christmas. It was a real ordeal. But then I moved spots and I watched a really lovely sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
The sunrise was stunning because, to my life lesson, there's this app called Clear Outside and you can see whether or not the sunrise is going to slap the next day.
That's so good.
Because I'm not a straight man and I don't know how to read a radar.
Yeah.
You know how every boyfriend's like, babe, look at the radar. Look at this storm coming in. And I'm like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Actually, you would know because you're a geography teacher.
Yeah. Geography. You know so, what? Yeah, I can
you
see
get
the...
it. You get it. Yeah. Me, not so much.
Yeah, no. We told you we failed you.
But yeah, it's this app called Clear Outside and it'll show you like the time the sun is coming up and it'll show you the clouds. So if the clouds are low, you want it to have like a low score.
Yeah.
And then the mid-level and high-level clouds, you want to have like a high score.
That's
and it'll
so
tell
good.
You if the sunrise is going to slap.
Because there's nothing more disappointing than when you like drag yourself out of bed and then you go and it's cloudy and
exactly.
The
you'll be in a worse rut than you were in when you went there.
Yeah, you're like,
you're like, I can't do anything right. No. So that's my like tip. One, if you're in a rut, go watch a sunrise. Two, magpies are the devil. Take keys. They will protect you. Don't leave them on your first rock. And number three, use the Clear Outside app to make sure that the sunrise is going to be a good sunrise.
So, Alicia, how do you know if you're in a rut and what are some common causes of a rut?
Okay, I think that being in a rut kind of feels like you're kind of just wasting time or just trying to get through the day. You're not really excited about anything. Mm. There's nothing that's making you get out of bed in the morning. You know, I'm just killing time. I'm just going with it.
Just like and existing, hey?
Yeah, yeah, just existing. And I think that actually comes from like anxiety and fear of failure, you know, like when, say, you're in a job that you're just a bit bored in, but you're too scared to, you know, step outside your comfort zone and try something else can kind of lead you getting stuck in this little cycle of Groundhog Day over and over again.
Great movie. Just in case.
Just throwing it out.
My mom's birthday too. But yeah, no, I get what you mean. Sorry, keep going.
No, like, yeah, I think it's hard to always identify when it feels like you're in a rut too. Mm. But I think when you realize that that's what's going on, kind of change your own mindset around that, you know, instead of being like, oh, I'm just stuck in a rut. Like, okay, but what can I actually do to get myself out of this? Because at the end of the day, you're the only person that can change your situation. Like, you can't change, you know, her situation. I can't change yours. You know, we're the only ones in charge of ourselves.
Literally.
Yeah, that's so true.
What's like, because I feel like when you're in a rut, getting even just like one task done or changing one thing, you're like, oh, I can't be bothered. I can't be fucked. What's like the one thing you can do to get yourself out of a rut, especially when you're facing like the overwhelming feeling of anxiety?
Mm. I think sometimes we look at like this big picture of all these things that we want to achieve and all these things we want to accomplish, and it becomes like this big overwhelming cloud of like, holy crap, there's so much I want to do, but I can't do any of it.
Mm.
Like, choose what you want to focus on. Like, pick a priority, prioritize three, and then just focus on that one thing, you know, rather than, you know, focus on the next step, not the whole mountain.
Yeah. You know that quote? My mom used to say this to me.
I love that quote, because if you focus on the whole mountain and you look up and you're like, holy crap, I'm never going to get to the top. But if you just look at the one step ahead of you, you know, if it's that you want to start training, you know, go for a walk once a week or twice a week. Start really small and build yourself up slowly, rather than being like, yep, I'm going to the gym five times a week.
Oy.
And then being like, oh, I can't do it, and then just giving up.
And then when you don't do it, you just put yourself like in an even worse rut, because you're like, I tried and I failed, so I just can't.
Yeah,
I can't
do it.
I can't get out. I tried to get out of a rut and I can't get out of a rut. And it's like, no, you just chewed off more than you can eat or swallow. That's what is it?
Bit off more than you can chew.
That's the one, guys.
There we go. That's the one. Close. That's the one.
Yeah.
When you are in a little bit of a rut and things are feeling monotonous and, you know, a lot of the time then we just focus on some of the negative things that are happening in life. What are five little things in life that are good that are not so little that we can focus on instead?
I love this. Honestly, I feel like spending time with your friends, it's something that we do, but it can also take a bit of a back step if we're not feeling good or something like that. But when you spend time with people who are excited to see you and love you, it fills up your cup so much, and you leave walking away feeling, you know, like, oh, that was so nice, and you feel like a little bit more confident in yourself.
I feel like that one as well, especially, it's good to have it not surrounding maybe like a bender.
Yeah.
Like, spend time with your friends. Like, y'all chicks now. Level one. But I feel like when you are in a bit of a rut and you go on a bender, you're going to be like crying in a corner.
Yeah.
So it's like good to have those as like the really wholesome time spent, like going for a morning walk with someone.
Yeah. Or
like,
going for dinner or going to the movies or something.
Yeah. Going for coffee and a walk. Watch the sunrise together.
Yeah. Be magpie queens. What are some others?
I think being present, you know, so often we're scrolling on our phones or we're looking for the next thing, but if we can just take a moment to be present with ourselves. Just, I think, honestly, trying something new. It's not something small, but if you change something in your routine, like maybe you normally get home from work and then you just watch TV and you just veg out, like, instead maybe go for a little walk or go to a different grocery store. You know, so often we're stuck in our little comfort zone. We go to the same grocery store. We buy the exact same things and the same brands. Like, go to a different one and have a little walk around and explore and do something different, even if it's, a grocery store.
Buying a set of, like, a bouquet of flowers that are, like, $12.
Literally.
Like the nice thing. Or even just cooking a new meal.
Yeah.
Like, learning a new recipe, I find, is like one of the funnest things. And like, sitting there, and I always like get like a wine glass with lots of ice and like a can of Coke, and I'll be like really romanticizing the situation. And it's just the best. Like, just, I love that, doing something a little bit different from your routine.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, and it is good to build a routine to get out of a rut, but sometimes changing your rut routine is what you have to do.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the perfect thing you need to get out of that rut.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's great to have a routine, and I'm a big routine person, but like, doing that different thing is what's going to help you change your mindset and be like, oh, okay, like, it's not so scary to do something new.
Mm.
And you slowly build up your confidence to be like, okay, I can do this. I can go for that new job. I can, you know, try something new.
Yeah. And not all routines are fulfilling either. No. So I think it's looking at that as well and being like, well, does like sitting on the couch at the end of a long day make me feel better?
Yeah.
It might for
it
some
does
people.
For me.
Yeah. But for other people, it might not. So you just need to look at what works for you and change up. Twins.
Like, twinception. Putting my phone in another room before I go to bed has literally taken me out of my rut head.
Yeah. Oh,
that sounds like such a rot slur.
Rothead.
You fucking rothead.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I'm going to actually pepper that in my conversation. Not really. I won't call anyone a rothead. I'll be nice girl.
Yeah. So I feel like Al just mentioned a good example of like a boundary that you can put in place to get yourself out of a rut.
Mm.
But what are some three not so obvious examples of setting boundaries?
Yeah, this is a really hard one. I have done a lot of therapy to work on boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Slay. We love therapy.
We do.
We love therapy.
And I actually find it really hard setting boundaries, but I think the most important thing you can do is set boundaries with yourself. Mm. Obviously, you know, we talk a lot about setting boundaries with other people, whether it be your friends or your family or your partner, but setting boundaries with yourself and like, okay, I'm going to allocate an hour of my day to just focus on myself and do something that makes me happy, because we're always doing things for other people, especially if you're a people pleaser like me.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, we're always being like, you know, what can I do for them or how can I make them happy? Or we're not focusing on ourselves. So that's something little that doesn't involve anybody else. That's just like, hey, okay, I'm going to do my skincare routine properly tonight. You know, I'm going to have an hour to journal or, you know, just listen to a podcast and a walk, something to prioritize yourself.
Yeah.
And then with people pleasing as well, learning to kind of use your voice a little bit more. You know, even if it's like suggesting somewhere to go for dinner with your friends. Like, I used to be so scared to do that because I don't want to be a burden on anyone. Like, I don't want to pick somewhere that's not going to be good and then nobody likes it and it's my fault.
Yeah.
But if that's somewhere you want to try, you know, use your voice a little bit, and that's something so small.
And also, like, good friends will never, ever make you feel bad about doing that either.
Yeah. Never.
Like, I don't think I've ever sat at a dinner with, you know, good friends, true friends and positive friends that everyone sits there, like, ragging
picking
on the
apart.
Oh, this is your fault. Stand that.
But also just, like, if you go to dinner and people be like, oh, I hate this, oh, that's bad, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, I'm like, you pick the next one then.
Yeah. But I think as when you do build healthy friendships, that isn't present, that like that fear and that fear of doing wrong like won't be present when you do have healthy relationships. But with setting boundaries as well and setting it with yourself, it's like keeping the promises you make to yourself. Hey,
absolutely.
Yeah
Because when you keep your own word, it also again builds on your confidence, being like, hey, okay, I said I'm gonna do this and I actually did it. You know, I said I'm gonna go for a walk 2 days in the morning and I did it, you know, rather than setting this big, again, goal for yourself that's not achievable and then feeling like you're failed and then you failed yourself.
But it builds that thing. I feel like it gets you out of the rut because you're like, I said I'd do this thing and I did it. And I said I'd do this thing and I did it. Yeah. So when I say I'm going to do things, I can do them. Can.
Yeah, it has really, like a domino effect.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a vibe. Yeah.
It's a vibe.
I like it. But I feel like as well, even when you do start building those things, these processes and getting out of a rut isn't just like an incline. It's a roller coaster. It's going to go up and down. So what is the one thing that you can do, or what's one thing you do to pull yourself out of a rough day?
Honestly, I like to tell myself that I've made it through every hard day so far, you know, and some of those days it felt like, you know, the floor's falling beneath you and it's the hardest day of your life and you made it through. So you'll make it through this one, even if it doesn't feel like it at the time. But for me, I guess like moving my body is the best thing for me mentally and getting myself out of a rut. Like, it just gets me out of my head and then I just feel so much better throughout the day. That's my thing. But yeah, that reminder that, hey, like, I've made it through every day so far, every hard day, I can make it through this.
Yeah.
I just have to make it to the end of the day and tomorrow's a new day.
I love that. I've been doing something similar to that. That's like, whenever anything has been bad or upset me and I'm like, oh, would this thing upset me in like 5 years?
Yeah.
Like, will I remember
this? Will it matter?
Yeah. Like, will I honestly even remember this like moment of that one thing that maybe someone said and I'm like, oh, that made me sad. Like, can I actually remember that in 5 years' time? I'm probably not going to.
No.
So it's like, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. I feel like the key to both of those things is perspective and like being able to pull yourself out of that rough situation, which can often feel so all-consuming.
Yeah.
But if you can look big picture, like both of those pieces of advice help with that. So
yeah.
Good job,
absolutely.
Chicks.
Love good perspective.
Gonna use them both. So we did put up a question box on our Instagram story and we got lots of questions from the chicks.
From the chicks hotline.
So we're going to run through a bunch of those questions because they're were quite a few.
And I love them all too.
Yeah, they were also like lots of recurring themes, which I think hopefully will comfort some chicks as well, knowing that they're not going through these things alone.
Exciting.
But the first one is, I have so many things I want to do, but I just sit on the couch and scroll.
Vibes. Yeah. Can relate.
How do you pull yourself out of it? Because so often you'll be scrolling and you just don't even realize that the time has escaped you.
Absolutely.
And it will be like 40 minutes and you're like, oh.
What hole am I in?
Yeah. Where am I? Yeah. Who am I? What year is it?
Literally. I do the exact same thing all the time. And I think what's really helped me is actually if I am going to sit down scrolling, set a little timer for myself. So I set a little timer for maybe like 20 minutes. You know, sometimes scrolling is such a good way to, you know, shut down your brain a little bit if you've had a hard day at work or, you know, you just feel like vegging out a little bit, but setting that little timer goal of 20 minutes, okay, I'm going to scroll for 20 minutes and then I'm going to do this. And again, it's like setting that little boundary with yourself, being like, you're allowed to do this for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, however long you want, and then you're going to get up and you're going to do one of the things that you need to do. And then again, it's like relating back to that, you know, one step at a time, not the whole mountain. If there's so many things that you want to do, just pick one, you know. Don't focus on all the other things and get really overwhelmed by everything that you want to do or everything that you have to do, because that's going to make you continue to scroll.
Yeah, so true. Just like avoid.
Yeah, avoid.
Find the fun swap that gets you off your phone. Like,
yeah.
If that's, you know, reading a book or going for a walk or
calling a friend,
knitting, crocheting.
I was saying she wanted to get into knitting.
I was saying this the other day. I told Sal I'd knit her a blanket. Hadn't started.
Because we went to Canberra and they had all of these like cute little like crochet blankies and beanies everywhere. And we were like, should we start knitting?
Oh, like, I don't know. I started playing like chess with my boyfriend. Just like the little thing that like gets you off it.
Yeah.
But as well, like the best app on your phone is airplane mode. Like use it. It's free. And I love the Julia Fox method of phones. Like your phone doesn't tell you when to check it. You tell yourself when you want to check your phone.
Ooh,
so like no notifications, nothing. Like, and I find now since having that mentality towards it, I don't pick it up as much. Like I don't really think about it as much when there's no notifications reminding me to look at it.
Yeah. I don't have any notifications on my phone. It's always on do not disturb.
Yeah. It's the best.
Don't disturb my zen.
Yeah. Literally. Do you have any people that are like allowed to get through the do not disturb?
Yeah, like my partner and my best friends. But other than that.
Yeah,
the emergency contacts.
Yeah.
The important people.
Yeah. Okay, our next question is around how to avoid a Sunday rut stressing about the work week.
Or just the week ahead.
Yeah. I think it's important to remember that there's no point in focusing on things that you can't control. You know, like whatever's going to happen on Monday is going to happen on Monday. There's no point worrying about it on Sunday before that week comes. So for me, like I said, big routine person, like Sunday morning I go for my walk or my run and then I go food shopping and I meal prep for my week, and that's the one thing that I can control to make my life easier through the week. I know not everybody is like that.
Yeah.
You know, meal prepping is not for everyone, but doing the little things that will help me through my week that I can control.
That set you up.
Yeah, that set me up to have a good week. And then, you know, whatever happens on Monday, I'll focus on Monday and Tuesday and so on, because it's just wasting my own time and my energy worrying about things that I can't control on a Sunday.
It's like finding the things on a Sunday that like future you will thank you
yeah.
for. And like that looks different for everyone, like you
absolutely,
said.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
As well, like just getting up. Like if you're yeah. really, no, it's true. This is me. Like there was, when was it? Maybe it was a Saturday. Maybe I had Saturday scaries. I don't know. You were coming over. Sal was coming over and I was yeah. so hungover. I was disgustingly hungover and I was like, I don't want to hang out yeah. with anyone. I was like, and we had like three friends and we're all going to like Gordon's Bay for a swim. I think this was oh, on the nice. Easter weekend.
It
so it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
It was a long weekend and I was like, I can't do this. And yeah. I did want to sit in bed and rot all day, but I was like, no, I've got commitments. And I just got up, went for a swim, and I felt amazing
yeah.
for like the rest of the day. And sometimes you do just have to be your own parent.
Yeah, you yeah. do.
And be like, get up.
yeah. Don't waste this day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it just like makes you feel proud of yourself and feel a bit more like sparkle again.
Yeah.
But are there any other tips you have for people when they're in a rut on ways they can get their sparkle back?
Yeah, getting your spark back is definitely something I think everyone struggles with in their 20s especially.
Definitely.
I feel like when I first moved to Sydney, like I just had just broken up with my ex, and so I felt like I didn't have any
Sparkle
at yeah. all. There was none left.
No sparkle for you. Sorry, no.
Not for you.
Not sparkle for you. Sorry.
I moved to Sydney and, you know, obviously that's a big change and moving cities is very scary and lonely at times. But I think, you know, trying new things and getting outside your comfort zone, it helps bring back so much of yourself because, you know, you're trying new things and you're meeting new people or, you know, you're going to a different gym and you're constantly pushed to be like, oh, this is really scary, but I can do it.
Yeah,
anyway.
And you're experiencing all these new things.
Yeah.
If you know, like, anyone that's ever moved states or cities or countries is automatically better than anyone else in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done it, but I just think it's the best thing whether you know, you moved somewhere for a year and you moved back or you just went and did something different. Like, I know sometimes people give the advice that, you know, if you're in a rut, you shouldn't necessarily run away. But I'm like, I see no problem. I think it's like if you're doing it in a healthy way, like you said, you're going and you're experiencing all these new things that are just going to help you and push you to evolve.
Absolutely. I think I've challenged myself this year to do one new thing a month. So I've been to a dance class.
Oh my God, tell us about it. Okay, how many months have we had? Four. Okay, I want to hear about all of them.
So what
kind of dance class was it?
So I went to two different ones.
Uh-huh.
So one is like it's like in a hall in Newtown, actually.
Oh my God, so fun.
And it's for like people who don't think they can dance.
We gotta go.
It's so fun. Like it's this dark hall and they've got lots of lights and the instructor's so funny. And yeah, didn't know anyone, made a nice little friend there. We were just laughing the whole time.
That sounds so cute.
Yeah.
What else have you done?
And then I went to a different dance class. It was a more serious dance class.
Uh-huh. That's okay.
And it was very scary.
It would be.
Yeah, it was very different. Very different energies, like people laughing at one to people like, no, this is very serious.
Yeah, I'm concentrating.
And I was like, oh, I can't remember that many steps in my head.
Yeah. You're like, I can't even remember what I had for breakfast.
It's a skill. It's such a skill.
Such a skill. And they go so quickly.
Yeah.
At the end, they were like, everyone, get your phones out. Like, we'll record you. And I was like, no, I'm just going to watch.
Yeah.
I showed up and I did the dance.
I'm so proud
of you for doing that. I didn't want to do... any performative dance.
That's fine. I'd be exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then this month, actually, I'm going to a CrossFit gym.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So I've never been to one before. And yeah, very scared.
That is so
cool. They're a bit crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
I want everyone to do one new thing a month. That's all the chicks' homework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let us know what you did. Slide into our DMs or leave a comment on the podcast and let us know your new thing.
Yeah.
So it can inspire us.
Yeah.
Our next question. Do our monthly hormones / cycle play a role in feeling like I'm in a rut?
Oh, 100%.
Can we all talk about this?
Yeah. Literally. Us girls go through so much.
Like, I don't know if you're the same, but like I can tell by the flick of a switch.
100%.
When I'm like, ooh, we're going
She's
down.
Coming. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Even when I'm ovulating, I'm like, oh, I know what's happening now.
Yeah. And then we're like, it's coming.
Yeah. One more week and then it's a bad,
How do you, like, do you, when you're in those moments, when you're in, like, the week beforehand that you're like, oh, I'm feeling a bit sensitive, I'm feeling a bit sad, because that's so normal for us girls to feel like, do you let yourself feel that way or do you try to pull yourself out of it?
I think a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're allowed to feel our emotions. It's so healthy for us. Mm. And whether it means we're crying a little bit more that week than normal, that's totally okay. And I think we need to be kind to ourselves during that week and not beat ourselves up for it. But I think in those weeks, it's also where consistency pays off rather than motivation.
Yeah.
You know, like, motivation's going to ebb and flow depending on our cycle, depending on what's happening in our lives. Whereas if we're consistent throughout that month, that's going to keep going even on those bad days. Like, for me, training, I don't want to train on the week before my period or during my period. But I've built, like, this routine around consistency where it's like, okay, I'm still going to show up. Even if I go lighter and I, you know, don't work as hard as I would the week after my period, I'm still just showing up and I'm consistent in what I'm doing rather than, you know, letting myself slack off a bit. Yeah. And then, you know, then you have your period and then you're like, oh, well, I don't really want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's something that we have to endure every single month for the majority of our lives.
Exactly.
Every month I have that realization.
Yeah. So if it's something that's going to completely derail your routine for 2 weeks of every single month, like, that's a lot.
It's
like
heaps.
It's really hard to build a routine. So I think that's so.
Can I say it's
consistency
not fair.
Is key.
It's really not fair.
It is fair. But I just started using the Flow app.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use it?
Yeah.
And you know how you can share it with other people?
Yeah.
So I'm going to share it with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared it with my partner. And because what it does is it tells the other people how you might be feeling.
Yeah.
Because I get really sad, like, the week before.
Yeah.
And so that way, like, if I am a bit sooky, people know that it's not about them. And maybe they even know to give me, like, a little bit more of a cuddle.
Yeah.
Like
last
night, unprompted, Rob comes into the kitchen, starts massaging my lower back and says, I've just heated up the heat pack.
Oh, that's so nice.
Bare minimum. He's well trained. But,
bare minimum. But because he had that, he, like, checked the app.
Yeah.
And was like, because I've got my period at the moment, he's like, ooh, what might she need?
Yeah.
And I feel like even if you don't necessarily have a romantic partner, you can share that with your best friend or, you know, maybe your work wife or someone who's a bit of a companion to just be
hey,
there
I need a bit
a
of chocolate
bit.
This week.
Yeah, exactly.
Those Easter eggs have been really
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been good. Got a little haul at home.
It also helps you realize as well. Like when I'm being like, then I'm like, oh, wait a second.
I know why. Yeah, I'm always like, oh, I'm really sad today. And then I go check the app and I'm like, oh.
Oh,
dude,
okay.
I know why.
The math is mathing.
Like, I would be at our old office and I'd be crying at my desk.
No.
And people be like, you okay? I'd be like, I feel fine.
Nothing's wrong.
Or like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know why I'm crying, genuinely.
Yeah.
Mm. I hate it. I'm sick of this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we all go through it.
Yeah. You got to let it out sometimes.
Relatable content.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our last lesson from the Chicks Hotline. Mm-hmm. So somebody said, wanting to build a routine that allows me to thrive, but how do you fit it all in?
Mm. That's tricky.
Mm. I feel like you don't, though.
Yeah,
hey.
You can't. And you kind of have to prioritize again,
right?
What it is that you want to fit in. Like, you're not going to do a million things in a week. You know, maybe if there's one new thing that you want to do, do it once a week at nighttime, you know, after you finish work. You got to pick and choose what really matters, because I think sometimes, you know, we see on social media people are doing so many things.
Oh, my God.
And
they're like 5 to 9, 9 to 5, and then 5 to 9 again.
Like, when do you sleep?
I'm like, I can't wake up.
Yeah. So I think take that comparison away, being like, you know, I'm not doing enough, so I need to do all these things, because I think that's where a lot of it comes from, that I need and I want to do so many things because everybody else is doing it. But really, you know, everyone's doing what matters to them, and you can kind of have to pick and choose what matters to you. And if you can fit in extra things once you've, you know, added a few things to your routine, then that's great. Mm. If not, that's amazing that you've added in one or two things in your week.
Yeah.
And celebrate that.
Yeah, I think that's so key. And then also I think if you struggle with it and you're feeling overwhelmed, like Al and I are huge fans of like time blocking and scheduling out your week. So if it is like, okay, cool, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's when I go on my hot girl walk in the morning. Yep. Then like on Tuesday nights, I do like a Taco Tuesday with my friends. Like you can kind of schedule those things into your week, because otherwise like the weeks just go by and everything's so busy. So you have to make the time to do these things for yourself. But
yeah,
like don't try and do everything. Maybe pick three things.
Yeah, pick absolutely.
One. Yeah.
Do you know what? Think of all the things you want to do, right? Write it all out on a list and then get like a bunch of colored texters. And then you pick one thing every week and you color it in with that color texter. And then that's the one thing you're going to do that week. Yeah. And then the next week you can pick another thing.
Yeah.
And you color that thing in with
that's
a texter.
Great. I love that.
I've just made this up.
Honestly, your diary.
I'm sure multiple people said it on the internet. I'm not taking credit. Bing, bang, bong. Nothing's an original idea. But just have like the little thing, some colored highlighters.
Yeah.
And make some of them not like a task. Like, yeah. Have it be like, watch one episode of Friends.
Yeah. You know? Well, that was literally like the whole point of the Rich and Life Planner, shameless plug. But that's why we did like every monthly focus is something different. And one is friendship, you know, and one is travel.
And you know what? I did that. Like, I think April was friendship, right?
It was,
April was friendship. And I made such an effort to text my friends during the week, because I can be really bad with like focusing, like being so into work, and then I'm so tired at the end of the day and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be on my phone.
Yeah.
And I just really was like, okay, my priority this month is my friends.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that's probably a luxury that, you know, I can step away from work if I need to step away from work a little bit. But as well, like, you work to live, you don't live to work.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think
Your planner is great for that, because it even has the habits. That's my favorite part.
Every
week I do like a little new habit, because I've been trying to run. So I'm like, okay, if I say I'm going to run twice, then I can tick it off.
How good does it feel after a run, though? Yeah. Like, I could kick a door off its hinges. And sometimes, like, you'll just start, you're like, ooh, it's not on today.
No, not today.
It's not on today. But I still will feel like so... Be like, but you did it.
Yeah.
Like, you tried. It's better than not trying.
Absolutely.
And the thing to make yourself do the things you want to do but you kind of don't want to do is, like, the after feeling.
Yeah.
Being like, how good would that I feel if high. I just try? yeah. Like, you never regret an ocean swim. You never regret moving your body. You never regret drinking a glass of water. Like, all the things that you're like,
that feels so hard to do before you do it.
Yeah.
Think of like, how you'll feel after you do it. It's kind of like your life lesson at the beginning.
The hardest part's showing up.
We love this. We love a full circle moment.
Yeah, so to wrap up, what has been just your biggest life lesson on your whole journey so far?
Oh, that's a big question.
I know.
I think my biggest life lesson is that there's no one path that we have to follow. I think when we're young and we're in high school, you know, we're kind of made to feel like we go to uni and we get a job and then we buy a house and we get a partner and have a baby, and that's kind of this path that we have to follow.
Stop breathing then.
my breath. Stress.
But that's what it feels like, you know, and I think that's what a lot of people are doing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think learning as I get older, that I can kind of pave my own path and there's no right or wrong. You can try something and not like it. I studied a double degree and worked for 2 years and then changed careers completely. So you're allowed to change your mind and make mistakes and create this, pave your own path. There's no one way to do things.
I love that. There's how Lord and Saviour Hannah Montana says, you can change your hair. You can change your clothes. You can change your mind. It's just the way it goes. You can say goodbye and you can say hello, but you'll always find your way back home.
Beautiful.
That's a wrap, cheeks.
But thank you so much for coming on. You were an absolute delight.
Such a ray of sunshine.
You are. Where can the chicks find you if they don't follow you already?
Everyday_connection on Instagram.
Amazing. Perfect. And definitely check out your pod too.
No, thank you.
Love it.
Oh, thanks.
But thanks to you, chicks, for having us in your ear holes. We live to be here. And thank you to MIK Made for making today's episode happen.
Wow.
No. Bye, chicks.
Bye.
Bye.